He likes the tales and legends, the mighty deeds of yore, how he strode across the century and wrote his own folklore. They praise his deeds in sagas, adventures told in song, proud heroic standards of the terrible and the strong. The Russians for a lead, the dogs we had to train. We needed target practice, the peasants feel no pain. The mothers of the disappeared, their voices now subliminal, standing by the graveside of the unknown war criminal. Behind the iron curtain, behind the barbed wire fence, what untold piece of chivalry might spring to his defense? Those girls were asking for it, they were just the spoils of war. The daughter of the enemy is no better than a whore. And that old crippled lady, some people thought it twisted. She didn't need her valuables, she shouldn't have resisted. She couldn't take it with her, she didn't own the lease. All her prized possessions, it was a merciful release. Places forgotten and invisible record a fitting monument to the unknown war criminal. And after the atrocities, we made a decent home. The houses were all vacant, the owners were alive. The universal soldier, the unsung common man, how many stabbed a neighbor's back and took away his land. The names, the dates, the places, forgotten and invisible, form a fitting monument to the unknown war criminal.